ABC Radio Australia.
It's a problem many of us don't want to think about, but where our waste ends up after we flush the toilet can have a massive impact on the health of our communities. Throughout informal settlements in Fiji, a lack of well-developed sewerage systems are leading to problems like diarrhea, skin infections, and disease. But a new project launched by researchers at Monash University in Australia aims to solve the problem by using a surprising treatment method, grass. Salinga Matiki lives in a small community on the outskirts of Fiji's capital Suva called Tamavua Iwai. It's an informal settlement made up of about 30 houses.
Some of them are houses, some are concrete, some are wooden houses.
The community is hooked up to the city's water supply, which means they can drink clean water from the taps. But though the water coming into Tamavua Iwai is clean, the water flowing out isn't.
The water they take from water authority is clean, but the ones that the rivers, the pigs, sometimes it's not clean, it's very bad.
That's because the community doesn't have a good sewerage system. When families use the toilet, that waste doesn't always move out of the village and can instead stagnate, accumulating disease and bacteria. Children can play in these contaminated puddles, and if the wastewater mixes with the rivers, it can easily travel to people who swim in it, bringing sickness to many households.
Fecal contamination comes from, of course, poor or non-existing sanitation.
Tony Wong is a professor of sustainable development at Monash University.
And of course, in these settlements, they're exposed to all of it, poor sanitation, flooding, and also poor drainage in the sense that when they do flood, the water just can't get away. And so they live in this condition, almost like a cesspool.
He's part of a project to revolutionize wastewater management in Saulinga's village and others around Fiji.
Essentially, we're using nature to cleanse the sewage to a point whereby it is safe for it to be discharged into the estuary or into the waterways, and therefore safe for communities to be interacting in those waterways.
The project's called RISE, Revitalizing Informal Settlements and Their Environments, and uses constructed wetlands to clean human waste. It might sound like a technique from the future, but Professor Wong says the science behind it is decades old.
In the first world, we use it extensively to look at how constructed wetlands are included into our cityscapes and how that is used to cleanse in many of the first world stormwater.
The system works by putting in place pipes stretching from houses like Saulinga's to a big wetland of flowing water built near the community. A layer of gravel sits on top of the water. That helps stop any foul smells getting out, and it also helps filter the waste. But the real work comes from the grasses in the wetlands. Their roots not only suck up the water, but also the bacteria in them act like a natural sanitizer, cleaning up the pathogens in our waste that can spread sickness. If the wetland is built properly and the water flows at the right speed, within 3 to 7 days the water can improve. For Liesa Wise, leader of Fiji's RISE program, the technology is revolutionary.
It's quite amazing. What we used to do is just weed them out of the garden, treat them as weeds, but yes, they do have purpose in terms of managing waste, recycling things, getting water back into usable state.
And he believes the wetlands sewerage project can help save lives.
The biggest killer for babies from 1 to 5 year old is diarrhea. And the biggest cause of diarrhea is exposure to contamination.
Once the pipes are connected, Tamavua Iwai will become the first demo community to try out the new system. 5 other informal settlements will also be given constructed wetlands, while another 6 in the project will be left alone. That will allow researchers like Dr. Wong in Australia to collect good data on the effectiveness of the RISE program.
So we'll get to compare the 6 that received the intervention with the 6 that have not over a 2-year period. And that concludes our randomized controlled trial, and we will then, of course, introduce the intervention to the 6 control settlements as well. Our ambition and hope really is that we would have the empirical evidence to show that there is, in fact, a better way, that we can improve the health of people in informal settlements.
For community leader Saulinga Mataki, the program will take some time to get used to.
That's one of the new things. We have to collect all the wastewater from families within that project site. They do the natural recycling before they release it out to the rivers nearby there.
But he's excited to see how it might help his neighborhood.
We want to see that our project is complete. They make it successful.